So take a few moments to get settled into a sitting posture, bringing intentions for curiosity, kindness, and courage. Rest in the breathing. And then I'm going to read you David White's poem, Mameen. First, I'll just say, what is Mameen? Mameen is a mountain in Ireland, and it is a pilgrimage mountain. So it's a mountain that people hike up, and not just for the hike upwards, but also for the view. And this poem speaks to the importance of the view. And I just think it's a helpful piece because the first part points to challenges in life. And aren't we, during this time of COVID, extremely challenged? And we have awarenesses that we haven't had before, such as our mortality and that of others might have been not close to our hearts, but is more now. And then in the second part of the poem, he opens us up to remembering the view, and that when we take in the view of things, the view over time, the view over space, we drop into wisdom. We drop into equanimity. And this is a wonderful setup for knowing our aspirations in this life and at this time. And certainly too, COVID has made us all pilgrims as we climb the mountain of this new life. Mameen. Be infinitesimal under that sky. A creature even the sailing hawk misses, a wraith among the rocks where the mists part slowly. Recall the way mere mortals are overwhelmed by circumstance, how great reputations dissolve with infirmity, and how you, in particular, live a hair's breadth from losing everyone you hold dear. Then look back down the path as if seeing your past, and then south over the hazy blue coast as if present to a wide future. Remember the way you are all possibilities you can see, and how you live best as an appreciator of horizons, whether you reach them or not. Admit that once you have got up from your chair and opened the door, once you have walked out into the clean air toward that edge and taken the path up high beyond the ordinary, you have become the privileged and the pilgrim, the one who will tell the story, and the one coming back from the mountain who helped to make it. Indeed, and aren't we making a story right now? And so, hold in mind, if you will please, or sense into a mountain, one that you know or you've seen in pictures. Imagine it a little as best you can. And be aware too of the view of this mountain. and begin to embody the mountain. So with the lower parts of our bodies, with our feet and legs, we have a sense of the mountain roots making us steady and stable on this earth. And through our torsos, we engage that sense of the girth of the mountain and feel into its strength, its solidity. Its steadfastness. And as we feel into our torsos, feel into the heart, into the courage. The mountain faces it all, no matter what it is. Breathe into the heart region, perhaps, as you feel into courage. And letting the neck and face and head be that lofty peak of the mountain that's taking in the view, the big picture, the perspective, the wise view over time and space. And it too is a view informed by wonder and awe of all that it beholds, the pleasant and the unpleasant. Sitting here as a mountain in the body, and feel into that a little more deeply with the breathing, breath and body as a whole, a living, breathing mountain. The mountain experiences all kinds of weather patterns. The sunny days, the snow, the rain, the hail. And yet the mountain remains steadfast. And so whenever different thoughts and emotions, troubling experiences show, sense into the image of the mountain and embody it a little more deeply. Let those experiences move across the mountainside like clouds across the sky. Weather coming and going. Keep reconnecting with the image of the mountain and feel it through the body. Through your extremities and your bottom, connect with that stability and steadiness. Through your torso, the strength and solidity. The courageous heart. The lofty peak with the wise view, witnessing it all. Respecting the big vista of time and space. Embody the mountain again and again and again. Stable, steadfast, strong, courageous, wise. And as we come into the last few moments of this short practice, I'll read you another piece to take us out. This poem is by Robert Priest, and it's called One Day I Predict. One day I predict we'll be amazed at our strength. We will look at one another astonished and say, we didn't think we could do this. One day the path will be so clear, we will all say, it's obvious, and we will hardly believe we couldn't see the way before. One day, I predict, we'll have this great true story to tell, a kind of anti-Iliad for the coming age, involving all of us who think we are not warriors, and all of us who fear we are not brave. So feel into the body, the sands of the mountain. Stability, the steadfastness through challenging times, the strength and courage, and that wisdom with big view over time and space.